It's really a nice presentation. Very wonderful. Maharaj has done a great service to the Vaishnava community. Yes, it starts, it's chapter 11, page 150. It is called The Meaning of the Hare Krishna Mantra. And especially, that's where the chapter starts, but the section is 161 to 172. It's recommended reading. Please read it. It's done a wonderful work. I will return it. Why is this so important? My dear devotees, if you want to have perfected japa or good japa, you will have to to establish a relationship to Krishna while you chant. If it's only repeating words but you don't have something in your heart, it can become very anstrengend, strenuous. You can tense up. You have to establish a connection with Krishna. And this you do if you meditate about the meaning of the mantra. For instance, my dear Srimati Radharani, my dear Krishna, please accept me in your service. All of a sudden, this practice becomes full of a relationship. It's called a sambandha. And whatever happens in a relationship is very easy. Huh? When you have a good relationship to someone, don't you like to be with that someone? You just like more than anything in the world. I want to be with this person now. And I want to be close by. And I want to experience our relationship. The feelings which are there. The service which is rendered there. The things which are done together in Krishna's service. You naturally want this. So with the holy name, you really have to meditate about this meaning. It's very important. Mindless chanting will not really help you. It's clear, isn't it? The word mindless already says, or mindless, yes, of course. But. So I will quickly bring it to the end. The next of fifth, we only have two more. I understand it's a little concentrated, but don't worry. Avyagrata, you must learn patience. Patience in chanting means you should not rush your chanting just to finish it. Sometimes, unfortunately, it happens, you know. We know we have to chant a minimum of 16 rounds. So when we have so many other things to do, we feel like, I think I will now go on turbo, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram Ram, and then I will buy the bread. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, and then I will, where's the car key, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare. You know, and we rush the practice, but this is, we should not rush the practice. Be there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, be with Krishna. So if you want to do this and not rush the practice, you have to maybe learn a little the art of time management. I always do this mistake, you know. Then I get up late from bed because I go so late to bed. I read the whole night, and then I get up late, and then I saw that when I was in the Heidelberg Temple. Then normally I'm accustomed to start my service after the morning lecture. I mean, not that the other things are not service. What I want to say, these practical services related to my service as a preacher. But then there are still, and usually the day of a preacher means he's active the whole day because there are just so many people to preach to. There is never, if you want a service which is where you can are always busy, Sankirtan and preaching are two excellent services for that, because there is never any free time. I mean, there are always people and so on. So, all right. So now it's 9 o'clock. What to do now? Take prasadam, and then normally you go into preaching. But do your service, all the things, writing letters, making arrangements, working on new concepts, many things, finance, calling people, arranging programs, millions of things. But now I have only chanted 1 hour, and where do I put this 1 hour in the day? I need to manage my day really to find 1 hour. You rush your practice usually when you have no good time management. Then you somehow feel I have to still do this, but you have not made time really. I can imagine, I'm just looking at Kumari Priya, when you are in Oxford and you study, you have to really study the whole day to just get your quota down of informations. So if you have no sense of time management, you have to manage your rounds, really. This means 2 hours a day, and it must be undisturbed time. You have to really be intelligent. Where do I place these 2 hours? Don't make the mistake to just not manage it and somehow pressure them in between. Then you will never have avyagrata, that is patience in the practice. You will always be under stress. And you can do many things under stress. You can clean the floor under stress. But chanting under stress is terrible. It's terrible. Ananda Gopal, isn't it? Yes. How will Bhakti Ratna, is it, when you have millions of things to do, now I have to chant. How will you do it? It will not work. Under stress, what can you do? You can go shopping under stress. You need this. No time. Batteries for the tape recorder. Do you have batteries here in your useless shop? Okay. And then go up. But how can you chant like this? Have to manage your time for the chant. 2 hours or whatever it is of undisturbed chanting. Therefore it said, patience in the practice. No rushing. And finally, you have to be steadfast. Steadfastness means you have to do something with your chanchala mind, your flickering mind. Lord Krishna describes the Bhagavad Gita the mind as extremely flickering, restless. It just cannot stay on one point for very long. It's just very difficult. Yesterday I had a wonderful talk with a nice devotee who gave an excellent suggestion that in seminars, in the future, will think of how to make it easier for you to listen. Maybe by you know, projection of the important points on the screen. Or maybe I was thinking yesterday by giving out handouts, these are the subjects we discuss, you know, so that you know where you are and so on. Erica was our first, brought the first visual impression. Pictures help us also to understand the subject matter better and so on. Because, you know, our mind is so restless. It by nature, it does not stay on one point. It moves all this. It's like a running kombucha. You know. Yes. So the mind will become much more connected with Krishna when it is inspired and enlightened by hearing about Krishna. And when you have raised your mind to the level of where it is thinking about Krishna, it's much, 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 much easier for the mind to listen to the chanting. Therefore, read. Please read. I want to say this point again. Please read regularly. It's very important so that your mind will stay on a platform where it will, where it's spiritualized, and so that it can, during your practice of chanting, be your best friend. It's very, very necessary. Aniveda, or steadfastness, also means that no one should lose hope when you are not achieving or attaining the expected results as quickly as you hoped. Just be steady. Just do this practice. It's a practice. It's yoga. Just do not allow hopelessness from it. We were at a yoga seminar once, and you know, when you do physical yoga, it is not important that, for instance, in a forward bend, you reach the floor. You reach where you reach by your anatomical thing, and you will get the benefit wherever you are in your flexibility. It's those yoga schools which teach that a yoga practice is only successful when you bend down totally. It's not true. I would like to show this because it will be my concluding point to you. See, there are these bends which are called forward bends. So someone can easily reach the floor because he is practiced in what is called the hamstrings. I mean, they are long here, and others have short. So someone who is short, he will get the same benefit of stretching these muscles, which are so important if you want to sit on the floor. See, those of you who sit on the chairs, they have short muscles in the back. That's why it's painful for you to sit on the floor. If you have stretched them by this exercise, you will be able to sit comfortably for hours. It needs practice, and when you become older, they shrink. But if you make this exercise, you don't need to come down to the thing. It's not important. If you feel here the stretch, then this is the best position for you. Even like this, if you are stiff, or like this, if this is natural. No, please don't. Please don't laugh. I mean, yes, laugh, of course. But please take it serious. It is you know this muscle and the other muscles. When they are stretched like this a little bit, that's your benefit. That's where you are. So if you can concentrate your mind for so much, then fine. If you can concentrate for longer, fine. But But keep on practicing. That's the idea. I was so bad, I think you, for some time, I could really only go like this. I really had developed a very, very bad back and very bad situation in the muscles. And I went to this yoga teacher to say, I want to sit on the floor because then I can sit in the proper situation better and you know what to do. And she said, just do wherever is your granitza, go a little over your granitza, your limitation, then it will come after a year, half, 1.5 years, it will come. Don't worry. So in the same way, don't lose hope. Only a fool would become, I mean, fool is a strong word, I want to say, only someone who is uninformed will lose hope if he cannot concentrate very, or if he cannot be fixed. Keep on the practice, keep on chanting more, and it will come. You will very easily and very lightly chant, and no problem, it must come. Just don't lose hope, and keep these few things which you have learned. I feel yesterday I talked to, I don't know, was it in my dreams that I talked to Govindanand, or in real, yesterday I was a little, I was a little somewhere else, this happens sometimes, but no, I talked to some devotee, I don't know. See, we now had one japa retreat, and for some of you, most of you, it was the first japa retreat you did in your life. You need to do this more often. And obviously it helps very, very much when we are doing this together. This japa retreat, we were entering it. Next japa retreat, we will be a little bit more concentrated. And the next, still a little bit more concentrated. It will be very easy. I have to see where the group is and then see how, where is your granitza, where to go and not go over it, not to go over this limitation. That's very important. That's the responsibility of the person who gives a seminar. He must see where is the group and then conduct the seminar accordingly. I really feel that we should do a japa retreat again in the future because we need to practice this. It's not by one japa retreat. Now something has happened in you, and you will see when you go back, then you will really think, oh, poof, this was something. It's like a training. You need to train to perfect the mantra chanting. And I hoped I could show you this is not a boring thing. It's really something to work on. Now we had 6 points. I have another list of 6 points for next japa retreat, which is different. And then I have another list of... there are 1,000 points. It's such a science, you can't believe. To sit down and perfect the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is such an exciting science. My life's dream is to open a university of the holy name. We work with the Veda Academy on our dream is we work on making a village, and in this village are different university houses. One house has Vastu, then there is a astrology house, then there is a puja house for yagya and all this very important area of connecting with God. Huh? Then I want to have a holy name house. But our movement is little small. Our preaching is very a little bit on the beginning. Anyways, but that's my life stream. Hopefully I don't have to be reborn many times before this can be fulfilled. Because I just know the holy name is the best science you can study. It's really wonderful. As a summary, I want to read a verse for you by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Jape kale manake ekagra ekagra bavilao chite shutta tak vrita katanahikao namata chintana sada darishyashrayakara namite adare kari krishna namasmara. While you chant japa, remember Krishna's name with affectionate respect. Concentrate your mind on the chanting alone. Be pure in your mind and avoid speaking uselessly. Contemplate the mantra's meaning and remain patient. Patient. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes.
Where's my machine? Oh, it's already packed. Is my machine here? Do you see? Okay. Okay. So dun 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 dun. This is not so beautiful. Dun 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 dun. While chanting japa, remember Krishna's name with affectionate respect. Affection must be there. Respect. Concentrate the mind on the chanting alone. Be pure in mind and avoid speaking uselessly. Contemplate the mantra's meaning and remain patient. Hare Krishna. So these are some wonderful recommendations from Hari Bhakti Vilas, how to perfect your japa chanting. Please, those of you who have taken notes, they can look at the notes. Maybe I will request, I think it's nice because Nityananda Kari is so kind to send you some things. And maybe Nityananda Kari, you should maybe quickly write down this verse just in English here where I have the thumb, and Nityananda Kari can send you this verse also. Please write also Hari Bhakti Vilas, you know, there's a footnote so that they know when they get it where to chant it. That is how I would like to conclude. I will not be able to take questions and answers because we have to get a ferry. And I think it's no need to change to have questions and answers. Or what do you think?
How many minutes?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written about this. And it is around 6 minutes, 6-7 minutes, 6 minutes, around that time, I remember. But don't worry, you will have, just like you have your own breathing, Devashi Narada, your own breathing tempo, and it sometimes changes also in exhale. The mantra chanting will also change. It can be faster, depending on your mental condition, and also on, you know, how fast you will just go. Sometimes you are faster, sometimes you are longer. I know, for instance, Gaura Hari takes significantly longer. He needs like 9 minutes per round because he can't be so fast. And be with the mind in all the syllables. So he goes. It is not really mentioned. This part, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about everything. I think you know Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing. He has mentioned this, but it's not so such an important part. It is individual, individualness. But he says, can be. Make it, when you chant, the important thing is it should be a flow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Is it like a flow? You can. I always, when I get stuck somewhere, I see Mother Ganga. I remember intentionally Mother Ganga, or when I'm more in Braj consciousness, Yamuna, you know. And then it helps me to just keep on going in the being and the flow. So to say, it's just a personal tip. Another thing is, Nityananda Kari, you have written this, where we can write down our address. Where is it at the moment? On the entrance door. If you want to get these materials, then you will get them within the next 2 weeks, I think, you can get ready. I wouldn't send it. I'd send it after a few days, so that it's fresh and the devotees will do. And there you will find this verse, which can be your personal japa reform verse. Yeah? This last one. We have talked about one verse, and then I have taken each point of the verse and given some explanation. But you will remember when you see the verse, and it will help you for your japa reform. Then I want to thank two devotees very well. Once I mention devotees, I have to mention everyone, but the four devotees are really in my mind. It's I really want to thank Govindanandan and Adya for doing the main work. They had to come two times here to just see the place, and you know, they live in Zagreb all the way down in the summer heat. They had to come and so on. And very grateful for you. And of course, the seed giving person is Anandini. I really didn't intention it, but when Anandini said it, we should have it in Croatia on an island, then I was immediately said, wonderful, yes, let's do it. And then when she got mental and thought maybe not, then I said, Anandini, this is Maya now, we have to do it. Something like this. And Sundarananda also did. He immediately volunteered, we will do the kitchen. We means he has some team, some devotees, and the kitchen is so absolutely important. On all the other also, if I now start, then I have to go into Ricardo. He suggested this place. And then I have to mention a million of devotees, but please, if I don't mention you, Govindanandan has mentioned you yesterday, and he showed me the list, so I'm well aware of everyone. Good. So now I wish you a wonderful japa retreat, phase number 2. Take what you learned into your practice. Very important. Very important. Remember, and when you forget it, you have a kumkum-colored string around your hand. It will remind you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Sri Harinam Prabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna.